Mishnah Rishayin Omro, the first Mishnah held, Ashayishta Revias Yayin. You only chayiv if you drink a Revias Yayin. Less than that, you're not chayiv. And on this, Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu Shara Pita B'Yayin. Even if you only like soak your bread in wine, V'yeshba Kadei Letzar of Kezayis Chayiv. You don't have to drink a Revias of wine. You don't even have to drink a kezayis of wine. But if you only take your bread and soak it in wine, and now you eat it, so if the wine and the bread together is the size of a kezayis, for that you chayiv. You don't need a kezayis of wine itself, but mamish together, the bread and the wine together, for that you'll be chayiv. That's the machlokes. The Mishnah Rishonim, first they said, you have to drink a revias of yayin, and the Bekiva says no, that's enough just to dip your bread into wine, and if together it's a kezayis yichayiv. V'chayiv al hayayim b'fnayatzmoy, v'yal ho'anovim b'fnayatzmon, v'yal ha'chatzanim b'fnayatzmon, v'yal ha'zagim b'fnayatzmon. Each one of these things you eat separately, yichayiv. So Taisa says, v'nira di'ika chidish zanakama bo'loyma, chayiv al ha'zagim b'fnayatzmon. If you only eat the kezayis of zagin, of the pitch, for that you chayiv. That's a chiddush. But otherwise, of course, push it. That if you drink wine, or if the revias is from the wine, you chayiv. Doesn't have to be a mixture of things together. You chayiv on each one separately. So it's pshita. That's what it says. The Yikichidish here is on the Chatzan, like we'll see in the Gemara, on the Chatzan of Malon Yechayiv. Now, Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah, no, he argues and says, no, Ein Chayiv at Shiyocho Shnei Chatzanim Vizug, Vizag. Now that's the Machlaika. Tanakama says, Chatzan of Malon Yechayiv for. And Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah says, no, a Nozer is not Chayiv unless he eats two pits and a shell, but without the two, all this together, he's Potter. So Rashi learns here that the chatzanim hein hagarinim, the chatzanim are the pits, the zagim hein haklipin, and the zagim is the shell. So you have to eat, so he said, two pits and a shell. Now Elohein, now really this is the machlokes in the Mishnah. Elohein chatzanim v'elohein zagim. What is considered to be chatzanim and what is considered to be zagim? Hachatzanim elo hachitzanim. The Tanakhama says that the chatzanim, that's the shells. The outside. Hazagim elu apnimim. That's the pits inside. Divra Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Rebbe Yosi Yomer. Just the opposite. Shloi Titzi. Shouldn't make a mistake. Kezug shav hema. It's like the bell on an animal. Hachitzoin zug. The outside is called the bell. The apnimim. The inside is called the anvil. It's called like the inside is called the banger. So melo the zag is called the outside. So Rabbi Yossi holds the zagim, that's the shells, and the chatzanim, that's the pits. So it's a machlokes, what's chatzanim, what's zagim are? Whether one means pits and one means shells, exactly which one they are. So the Gemara sounds like this. Shloisha minam isurim benozir, hatuma. A nozir b'yikar has three halachas to watch himself from, not to be matam alameisim, not to take a haircut, and not to drink from wine. Now, first of all, the Mishnah says, the third thing was, Hayyotze min hagefen. If he eats or drinks something that comes out of the grapes. So it's mashma, Hayyotze min hagefen in. But gefen atzmeloi, mashma, grapes itself, there's nothing wrong with. There's only wrong with what comes out of the grapes. But mashma, the gefen itself is mutter. So Hura Masnis and the like Rebbe Lezer. Our Mishnah does not go like Rebbe Lezer. So Rashi translates like this. Gefen atzman loy, I'm sure the grin. Gefen does not mean the grapes. But gefen means kagoin olin velulvin. Midla tonra vusa gefen atzmai. I'm sure. Avad the grapes, avad the ritzasa. Gefen here means the vine itself. As we medayik, what comes out of the vine, that's what's awesome. But mashma, the vine itself, the leaves, and the stem of it, that's what's muta. That's what's mashma for now, Mishnah. Hey, only hayyotzim gefen comes out of the stem. Is also the grapes of Adar are also, but just the stem itself or the leaves itself, mashma it's mutter. And this the Gemara says, Masnitz like Reb Lezer. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer. The Tanya learned like this. Reb Eliezer says, filu olin velul v'mamashmo. A nozer is not allowed to eat even the leaves or the stems of the vine. Not only the grapes, but even the stems and the vines. That's Reb Lezer Shita. So Nechami, our mission is not like Reb Lezer. And he could the Amrilo Asayfa. Some make this diak on the Seifa of our Mishnah. It says what? Ein echayiv elo ad sheyoichom in anovim kezayis. Unless you eat the kezayis of the grapes. That's what our Mishnah says. So smashma min anovim in. Only from the grapes is a noz echayiv if he eats from. But meyagefa natsmalai. But mashma if he eats from the actual vine itself. From the leaves on it or the stems on it. That a noz was mutter. So hurmasif and like Rabbi Eliezer. That our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Afilu Olin Velul V'Mamashmo. He learns when the Torah asks a nozer not to drink, not to eat the Geffen, even the leaves itself are included in the Yisr of Geffen. Alright, turn over. So Gemara says now, V'Mai Kemiflugi, what's the machlokes of our mission and Rabbi Eliezer? Reb Lezer Dorish Ribuy Umiyutei, he dashes from a Ribuy and a Miyut, and Rabbonin Dashi Klali Aprati. So Rabbonin rather dash in the side of a Klal and a Prat. What does that mean? Reb Lezer Dorish Ribuy Umiyutei, he dashes a Ribuy and a Miyut. The Pasuk says, Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir. You should what? Yazir means you have to keep away from Yayin V'Sheichar, the wine and old wine. Miyut, that's the Miyut. Mashmal, the only thing you have to stay away from is wine. Then the pasuk says, "Mikol asher yasim migefen." Anything that comes out from the vine, from the gefen ayayin, that's ribui, that's marba, mashm anything. Not only wine, but anything that comes out of the grapes, out of the vine, that's called a ribui. So the klal is miyut v'ribui. When you have first the miyut, and then the Torah says a ribui, including everything. The halacha is ribui hakoyel. It includes everything. My riba, riba kol mili. It includes everything. That means even the leaves and the stems also. If so, my miyuta, what do we need the meat altogether for? Miyut shabishta. It only takes out the shabishta. Shabishta, that's the zemiris. That's the vine itself. Sharigin mitagim shabishta. Mechatsan and viadir. Now the kids the actual stem itself, the long thick stem, that's yinat chayiv. That's the miyut. That the Torah says only from wine and not from the thick stem itself. But then when the Torah says a ribui, it means to include everything. Everything means anything, it's only not the thick stem. But the leaves and the small stems right next to the grapes, for that yichayv. That's where Reb Lezer dashes. He dashes the pasuk, but there is a ribui and a miyut. That's one way to dash in the Torah. For Rabbanan dash, not with the power of a ribui and a miyut, but rather with a klali aprati, with a klal and a prat. And then he dashes like this. The pasuk says, "Miyayin v'sheichar yazir, to stay away from wine." That's a prat. Mashma only wine. Then the pasuk says, "Mikol asher yazir migefen, anything that comes out of the vine, migefen ayayin." Klal, that's a general rule. So we dashen like this. Then the pasuk says, "Mechatzanim v'yadzag, from pits and shells, is chazer a prat." The Torah then says another prat, one case. So the klal is like this. Klal a prat a klal. When the Torah first says a prat like one case. Then it says a general rule. Then again it says only one case. Is yatadan elkein a prat. It has to be something like the prat. Even the klal, the general rule, has to be like the prat. Ma prat mefurish pri. Upsalus pri, just like the prat means the yayin. Has to be something that comes out of the pri itself. Av kol pri upsalus pri. Anything from the fruit that comes out of the fruit itself. The pits and shells also. Now, if so, ima prat mefurish pri gomer. Maybe the prat means a complete pri, the grape itself. Av kol pri gomer omarta. Maybe only a full pri. Im ke manich lecho akosu b'mashma shlo yomru. Anovim lachem yaveshim oksiva. The pasuk only meant to say from a good fruit, like not the pits and shells. So, why does the pasuk have to say it? It's said already. Like im ke manich lecho akosu b'mashmo. What are you leaving over that wasn't said yet? Shlo yomru. Anovim lachem yaveshim oksiva. Yain v'chaymes oksiva. And they both these things say in the Torah already. Ho'ein alecha lodin. What can you eat here? Koloshin achman al koloshin rishon. O'miachah shosefino l'rabbis kol dov amatam loim v'chatsanam yadzad loim aloch kol mokim sha'atamoytzi prat uklal yat v'shor l'moshchul adoyna kein aprat. Elanasa Kla Moisa Vala Prat, Ashipar the Kla Kosa, there's a part of the Kla Benozim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this Gemara again tomorrow. Yeah. We're holding Naflama Dal Ramadala. Start again the new parish. Shloisha Minim Asurim Benozir. A Nozir is also with three types of things. Ha'atuma Vatekalachas Fi Hayetzim Min Agefim. He can't be Matama Lameisim, he can't take a haircut, and he's not allowed to eat things that come out from the Geffen, from the vine. Now, B'chol Hayetzim Min Agefim. Anything that comes out of the Geffen, out of the vine, is Mitzar from Zem Zeh. That means they can be come together to make the shear. In other words, you have grapes, you have the pits, you have the shells. Even though you have to eat a kezayis, it doesn't have to be a full kezayis of one thing. All the things that come out, I'm going to start from zeh and zeh. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the pits, a chatzi zayis of the shells, you're chayiv. Now, v'yein chayiv achiyochum in hanovim kezayis. But with the Tanakh of Tanakam holds, on Nazir is chayiv of itzik kezayis. The itzik kezayis of the grapes, that's the shiur to chayiv for Nazir. Mishnah Rishayin Omro. Now the first Mishnah first they held like this, that Achayishtu Raviyas Yayin, Enechanami, if you eat grapes, achila, that's always the kezayis. You chayiv of the kezayis. When you go to drink wine, drinking wine, then the shiur is a Raviyas. Like other shtiyas, whenever you have an issa of shtiyah, usually the issa of a shtiyah is bervias. So that's what the Mishnah Rishonah held. That a nazir is only chai and gets malchus if he drinks a revias of wine, a revias halug. Rabbi Akiva Vaymeno, that afilo shara pita b'yayin. Rabbi Akiva holds two chidushim. One he holds even wine, the chayiv is a kezayis. You don't have to drink a revias worth of wine. You chayiv if you only drink a kezayis worth of wine. And another chiddush Rabbi Akiva holds is that afilu shara pita b'yayin. Even if you take bread and dip it into the wine, v'yesh by kedei letzarif kezayis chayiv. That he holds heter mitzarif liyisa. We'll see a sugya in the Gemara later. That means even though bread is heter and the wine is the yisa, they're mitzarif together. So therefore, he holds if you have the bread and the wine together as the share of a kezayis, a nazir is chayiv. So you see two chiddushim in Rabbi Akiva. First of all, wine does not need a revias. Wine is also enough just to have a kezayis. And the bigger chiddush is that you don't need the whole kezayis worth of wine, but it's enough to have a kezayis of heter and issa together. That means the bread and the wine together, if it's a kezayis, for that you chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, v'chayiv al hayayim b'fnei atzmon, v'al hanovim b'fnei atzmon, v'al hachatzanim b'fnei atzmon, v'al hazagim b'fnei atzmon. Each one of them is like its own chiyuv. It's also for a nozer to drink wine, or to eat grapes, or to eat the shells, or to eat the pits. And therefore, if you eat the kezayis of each one of them, you get malchus. See, each one is like a lav by itself. So therefore, if a nozer drinks a revias yayin, and then he eats grapes, he'll be over two lavim. He'll get two times malchus. Each one you chayiv if neyatzman. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, why men know that ein chayev at shiyochol shnei chatzanim v'zag. He holds that chatzanim v'zag, the pits and the shells, it's not a separate issa each one. You only chayev if you eat two pits and the shells. The shnei chatzanim means two pits, v'zag and the shell around them. We'll see in the Gemara how he knows this. Now, Elohen chatzanim v'elohen zagim. Really, it's a machlekes, what's called the chatzanim, the Torah says, and what's called the zagim. Ha-chatzanim elu achitzonim. The Tanakam holds that the chatzanim, that's the shell, the outer side. And ha-zagim elu apnimim, that's the pit itself. Inside the pit itself, that's called the zagim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yaimino, shelotita, don't make a mistake, it's just the opposite. It's kizug shel behema, the same way you have a bell on the neck of an animal. That ha-chitzon zug, what's called the zug? The outside bell, the bell itself, the outside, that's called the zug. So the old zag is the shell. The apnimi, the inside is the invul, that's what the banger that bangs. So here also, that's the chatzanim. So Rabbi Yossi holds the chatzanim is the pits. And that's really Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah sheets also. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the only chayiv at shiyecho shnei chatzanim. Means you have to eat two pits and its shell around the pit itself. Now the Mishnah explains. The Mishnah says, Shloisha minim asurim benazir. Hatuma, three things a nazir is also with. Then the Mishnah says that hayotzim min hagefen. What comes out from the gefen, what comes out from the vine, that's what it's chayiv for. So the diyuk is, hayotzim min hagefen in, that yes, but gefen atzmai loy. Mashma, the gefen, the vine itself, that you potter. Mashma, if you eat the leaves, or the shoots, of the gefen itself, that you potter on. So Gemara says, mastisim like Reb Elezer. If so, our Mishnah is not like Reb Elezer Shita. Titania will learn like this. Rabbi Elezer Weimer, afilu olin velulvin b'mashma. When the Torah says you can't eat grapes, the gefen, it doesn't only mean the fruit itself, but it even includes the olin, the leaves, the lulvin, and the shoots. The shoots are also included in the gefen. So our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer. And ikad the army, some want to say, ikad the army la seifa. Some want to say that from the ratio you can't make, bring a diik. Hayotzim and a gefen may also include the olin and the lulvim, but rather the diik is from the seifa of the Mishnah. That the seifa of the Mishnah says, ein chayiv elad sheyoichel min hanovim kezayis. He only chayiv if he eat a kezayis of the grapes itself. So diik is, min hanovim in. You only chayiv if you eat the grapes, if a nazir eats the grapes. But me hagefen atzman loy. But from the shoots, from the leaves of the gefen, that mashmi apota. That's what our mission holds. So if so, masnisim like Rabbi Eliezer. Our mission is not like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Tanya, because we learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer, why Rabbi Eliezer holds that afilu olin velulvim b'mashma. When the Torah asks the nozir not to eat the gefen, the wine, the grapes, it also includes the leaves and the shoots of the vine are also included. So Mar says, now, what's the machlokes, our Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer? That our Mishnah is only mashma, the grapes are also, but the leaves and the shoots, that's mutter. So what's the machlokes? So Mar says, it's the machlokes, how do you dash in the Torah? That Rabbi Eliezer dorish ribuy umiyat. That's the way he dashes the Torah. An extra, a ribuy means it includes a lot, and then a miyat means only one thing. And Rabbanan dashi, the Rabbanan dashi in the Torah with the klal of klali aproti. That's another way to dash in the psukim. The klal, and then there's a prat. And they come out with different types of limudim depending upon how you learn. So it's like this. Rabbi Eliezer dashi, ribuy amit. Rabbi Eliezer dashi is the ribuy and the amit. The pasuk says, miyayin v'sheicha yazir. You have to keep yourself away from wine and from sheicher. So, miyat. That's mashma, only these things and nothing else. It's excluding other things. Then the pasuk says, mikol asher yasa migefen, hayayin, anything that comes out of the vine of the wine. That's ribuy, that's including everything. Mashma, anything that comes out of the vine. Says so, the klal is miyat for ribuy. If first the Torah says a miyat, mashma only one thing. And then the Torah says a ribuy, mashma everything, is ribuy hakol. Really the last thing, the ribuy, that's the ikur, that's the main thing. We include everything. Ma ribu, what are we including? Ribu komili, anything that comes out of the gefen, like we'll soon see, even the leaves and even the shoots. Ma miyat, but what, there is a miyat though, mashmoni yayin b'sheicha, mashma not something else, what are we taking out? Ma miyat, miyat shavishta. The shavishta, that's the twigs itself. The twigs itself of the vine, that you put it. That's not edible, that's not the, also to the nazir. So the twigs, the actual, like the big vine itself, that's mutter. Mashenke, the leaves and the shoots, that's awesome. That's the Rebbe Eliezer dashens. For Rabbanan dashi, the klal is no with a klali aproti. How do we dashen it? The Torah says, miyayin v'sheicha yazir, you have to stay away from wine. Prat, mashma, only wine, and not other things. Then the pasuk says, mikol asher yasa migefen hayayin. Klal, mashma, anything that comes out of the vine, us asa for nazir. Klal, anything. Then the pasuk says, mechatzanim v'yadzak, from the pits and the shells, is chazer a prat. That's again a prat, mashma, only the pits and the shells. So the klal is, prat or klal or prat. At first the Torah says a prat, one thing. Then it says a klal, everything. Then it ends off with a prat. The klal is, that iya tadan elekein prat. True, you could add other things, but whatever you want to add has to be like the prat itself. It's not stam like a ribu, you can be marv anything you want. That you don't have, it's not found like a ribui. It's taka a klal or prat a klal. We have the klal or prat, the prat in the middle. Therefore, what we're adding on now has to be something like the prat. That's the klal iatadan alakena prat. What does that mean? Maha prat, mefurish pri, upselus pri. Just like the prat itself is pri, is the fruits, the anovim, meyayin v'sheichar. Is who I did upselus pre. We'll soon say that means like vinegar. The upselus, the no good of the pre, the vinegar. Is afko pre upselus pre. It has to be something like the pre, like the grape itself, or else like the vinegar. That's what it has to be. But nothing else. So Gemara asks, imaha prat mefurish pre gomer. If the prat itself says the churiyayin v'sheichor, which is masrma, the fruit itself, is afko pre gomer. Maybe it only has to be a pre gomer. So Gemara says, Imarte is so. If it only means to say something that's really edible, or real fruit, for at the Gemara, that's all the ribuy is adding on. The klal is only adding on something that's a real fruit. So Gemara says, then you don't need a klal for that. All the real fruits the Torah itself says. Like in a klal, a prat, a klal, the klal has to, a prat, a klal, a prat, the Torah has to add something. So if it's only adding fruits, that's not called adding, because that the Torah says exactly. Like what are you leaving over? Shelo yomru, that the Torah did not say. The Torah says, anovim lachem v'yaveshim oksivi. The Torah says you can't eat dried and wet grapes. Yayin v'chaymetz oksivi. Not to drink wine and to drink vinegar, the Torah says. Is so what's the cloud? Is ha'ena lecha ladin kolosh achrin? You can't say like you just wanted to say. Ela kolosh and rishon, like the first one you wanted to say. Therefore, meyachesh or sefino l'rabbi is kol dover. Since we want to add everything, so if you want to say there's a klal, you're adding more than just what the Torah says over here. So once you come in, tear kol dover is matam leima mechatzana v'yadzag. What do we have this last prat? That's mashma only the pits and the shells. Is leimlo who comes to teach us? That kol mokom sha'atamoytzi pratu klal. Whenever we have in the Torah a pratu klal, it's like this. You can't stam say it has to be meina prat, but rather lanasa klal moysev ala prat. That when a pratu klal, then we say the klal is moysev ala prat. That the klal, the main rule, that's the main thing, that's the ikko. That's called that. That klal meisav ala prat, that you go after the klal, the general rule, ad sheyifrat l'cho akosav, unless the Torah says another prat. In other words, pratu klal alone would be main a klal, the klal would be the ikur. But if you have in the Torah a prat, then a klal, then a prat, then we say it has to be only like the prat. It's kederet sheport l'cho benazir, the same what the Torah says here by nazir. There's a lema, come teach us that komokom shatamaitzi pratu klal, pirish bialma. When you find it other places, so the main thing is the klal. V'cheinach gabi nozir. Lule lo nichta v'wunt esed na tere chatzin v'zag, shu prat achroin, yat rishol adoyna li ashroi kena prat, el nas the klal maisav ala prat. If it wouldn't have been for the last prat, then I would have said the klal is the main thing, and it's marb everything. What do you mean it's including everything? Then we would have even included even the leaves and the shoots. But now that the Torah says the last prat, it says again, Chatzin v'zagin, it's called now a prat, uklal a prat, that iyatamar belakena prat. It has to be like the prat, that's a fruit. Mashenke is the leaves and the shoots that are not fruits, that's not included. So according to the Rabbanan, if you dash in a klal, a prat, a klal, you can't get the shoots and the leaves included. Now, Amamah, what did we just say? That maha prat mefurish pri upselus pri. Just like the prat itself starts off with the yayin v'sheichor, which means the pri and the upselus pri. We'll soon see what that means. Is af kol everything else also pri upselus pri. That's the pri and the upselus pri. Now the Gemara says, what are these two things? Pre-envy. The pre itself, that means the grapes. If you eat the grapes, that's for sure also. Pselus pre, what's called the pselus of the pre? Mahi, what is that? That's chaimetz, that's vinegar. In other words, when the wine that came out became spoiled, that's vinegar, that's called pselus pri. Is af kol pri, mahi, so what do you mean to say, also all types of pri, what does kol pri mean? So Gemara says, gehurki. That means gehurki, Tosafot says, pirish boiser. That means unripe grapes. It doesn't have to be a fully ripe grape. Then it says, af kol, dipstelus pri, in other words, marba, all types of pri, and all types of pselus pri. So all types of peris means not only fresh, ripe ones, but even ones that are not ripe yet. What's called pselus pri? All types of vinegars. What does all type means? Mahi, amaravkana, lesuya, invi, dichroin. The Torah says that means, anovim shesliyu. That means if you have grapes that has worms inside them, that's also awesome. Even though it's a pselus, it's not so good, that's also included in the yisr. Now, the Torah says, v'yadzag, what does that mean? Omaravina lesuya debein habenim. That means in between. In other words, after you squeeze out the wine, the grapes, even the little bit of grape that's left over, that's also awesome. Debein habenim means in between. Like in between the pits and the shell, if any little bit of the grape is still left over, that's also awesome for the nazir to eat it. The Omamar, we just learned before, imaha prat. Mefurish pre-gummer, the prat says a pre, it has to be yayin, maybe afko pre-gummer, only a complete pre. Amata, this, if we said, if that's true, im kei mahanich kosev mashmo, shlo yomru. Like, what didn't the Torah say, everything the Torah said, what did we leave over that the Torah didn't say? You have nothing to include then. If we're only including a gemar pre, a fruit that's finished, so we learned it all already. The Torah says it all. Anovim lachem yaveshim oksivi. The Torah says fresh and old grapes. Yain v'chaimis oksivi. If so, ein alech lo de gloshen achon kenzla. Do you want to say only gemar pri? Hele gloshen rishon. Like the first thing, not only gemar pri, but even peres that are not finished, even voicer, even unripe fruits. It's also awesome for nozim. Ul meyachem frak the gemara shasafina l'rabbi is kol davar. Once we want to include everything. If so, matam loy mechatzan v'yadzag. Why does the Torah say Mechatzin v'yadzag Loimla comes to teach us that Kol Mokom Shatzamaytzi Prat Uklal is Iyater Rishor LaMoshchul Adorin Kena Prat Elanasa Klal Moisev Ala Prat. That usually when the Torah just says a Prat, then a Klal. So the main thing is not the Prat, but rather the Klal. If it would only be a prat and a klal, we would learn out from the klal the general rule is the ikur, and anything in the general rule is included. Unless the Torah then says another prat, that makes it into prat, uklal uprat, then we say, true, you learn more than the prat, but whatever you want to add has to be like the prat. Like the main things are the prat. No, the klal says something more, but it has to be like the prat. That's only because it ends off with a prat. But if you would only have just a prat and a klal, then the klal could tell us everything. But now when you have a last prat, the last prat tells us no, only like the